Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Today we explore a very exciting city with a great history. Before we jump into that, let's talk about our Talk About It question. Today we're asking, what is the atmosphere of your city like?
What is the atmosphere of your city like? Well, friends, as you know, I live here in Taipei, and I would say that Taipei feels like a very bustling city. It's very international, and people are generally pretty busy here.
Yes, I would say it's a busy city. At the same time, people aren't rude and all crowded together with bad attitudes necessarily. People are pretty nice.
I would also add one more word for the city of Taipei, and that is the word convenient. It's easy to get around and easy to buy what you need when you need it.
All right, what is the atmosphere of your city like, friends? Talk about that question. Today's article is called When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, ... We'll finish that sentence in the first part of our article. Let's go read that now.
When Irish eyes are smiling, they must be in Dublin. If you're looking for a city that feels both richly historic and alive with energy, Dublin, Ireland is the place for you. This capital city has a way of mixing the old-world charm of lovely buildings with a contemporary, playful spirit. It's a place where you can visit a beautiful cathedral in the morning. You can laugh with street performers at lunch and finish your day with lively music in an inviting pub.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.我们先来看名词 cathedral, 意思是大教堂。譬如 The old cathedral stood in the center of town, its bells echoing across the morning sky. 古老的大教堂矗立在正中心，清晨的钟声在天空中回荡。而犹太人的会堂是 synagogue, 例如 Every Friday evening, families gathered at the synagogue to light candles and sing traditional Jewish songs. 每到周五傍晚，家家户户都聚集在犹太会堂里，点燃蜡烛，一起唱着传统的犹太歌曲。而 monastery 是指天主教的修道院。例如 ,hidden high in the mountains, the monastery was a quiet home for monks who spent their days in study and prayer.隐匿在高山上的修道院是修道士们整天研读与祈祷的宁静居所。
When Irish eyes are smiling, they must be in Dublin. Let's talk about this city.
All right, let's learn more about Dublin together, friends. If you're looking for a city that feels both richly historic and alive with energy, Dublin, Ireland is the place for you.
Ooh, sounds exciting.Well, this capital city has a way of mixing the old world charm of lovely buildings with a contemporary, playful spirit.
There were so many great words and terms to look at in that sentence, friends. So let's break it down before we move on. First, we see old world. This is a way of saying that something has a traditional or classic style that comes from the past.
One other meaning of this term is something from Europe and not from North America. For example, the small cafe had an old world charm that reminded Sarah of Europe.
All right, and we also see that word charm right here after old world. Charm is a special quality that makes something attractive or pleasant.
A small village might have a lot of charm with its colorful houses and friendly people.
And we see here that the charm that Dublin has is lovely buildings mixed with a contemporary, playful spirit. We still need to define that word contemporary.
Okay, that word contemporary is a lot like the word modern, talking about things that come from the present time, newer buildings, maybe newer technologies as well.
Okay, let's use that in a sentence. The museum showed both old and contemporary art. All right, so already we're getting a picture of Dublin here. It sounds like there's some really beautiful old world architecture, but there's also some charm because it's a little bit contemporary at the same time.
Right, there's a good mix of things. It's a place where you can visit a beautiful cathedral in the morning. That sounds exciting.
Yes, it does. We read on, you can laugh with street performers at lunch and finish your day with lively music in an inviting pub.
All right, we have one more word to talk about in this section. That would be that word performer or performers. These are people who act, sing, dance, or do something else to entertain an audience.
For example, the street performers drew a large crowd in the city square.
So street performers are performers who do their act or sing or dance on the street, not in a fancy theater.
Exactly. Okay, so it sounds like in Dublin, there's a variety of things that you could do all in the same day. You can see a historical cathedral in the morning, and then you could see some street performers, and in the evening you could hear live music.
It sounds like a very culturally rich city. There's a lot to do, a lot of history, and a lot that makes Dublin unique.
Definitely. Let's learn more about the city as we go into our next reading right now.
When Irish eyes are smiling. The cathedral to visit is St. Patrick's, where you can admire its striking stained glass windows. It's also famous for its choir, which has been singing there since the 1400s, keeping a centuries-old tradition alive. One of the best things about Dublin is its culture of storytelling. The Irish are famous for their crack, which means good conversation, fun, and laughter. You'll hear it in pubs, on walking tours, and even from taxi drivers who can turn a simple drive into a comedy show.
Comedy. 意思是喜剧或喜剧作品，例如 The new comedy about two clumsy detectives had the whole theater laughing from start to finish. 这部关于两个笨拙侦探的新喜剧让整个戏院的人从头笑到尾。另一个名词是 comedian，是指喜剧演员。例如 The comedian joked about everyday life in such a clever way that people were laughing even after the show ended. 这位喜剧演员以机智的方式调侃日常生活，以至于演出结束后观众都还在笑。Comedy的形容词是 comical， 意思是滑稽的或是好笑的。譬如 No one could resist pulling out their phones to record his comical dance moves at the wedding. 在婚礼上，大家都忍不住拿出手机录下他的滑稽舞步。So
where should you go if you visit Dublin? Let's take our first stop in our journey.
Okay, sounds good, Garrett. We read here, the cathedral to visit is St. Patrick's, where you can admire its striking stained glass windows. Stained glass windows, friends, are colored glass pieces arranged to form pictures, and these are often in churches.
Right. For example, sunlight can shine through stained glass windows and fill a room with color.
Now, I've seen these in churches before. I've also seen them depicted in old castles before as well. I was watching the old Disney movie Beauty and the Beast with my daughter, and there were some stained glass windows in that castle as well.
Absolutely. These often show stories in them. They're very interesting pictures and quite beautiful. And it makes sense that you would go to St. Patrick's. This cathedral is named after St. Patrick, who you'll hear all about if you go to Ireland.
Okay, but we find out something else here about this cathedral. It's also famous for its choir, which has been singing there since the 1400s, keeping a centuries-old tradition alive. That choir has been around for a long time.
I don't think it's the same people, though.
Probably not.
The same choir has kept performing. It would be very entertaining to see that. One of the best things about Dublin is its culture of storytelling.
Okay, storytelling, friends. This is the act of telling stories for entertainment or education. Oftentimes, with storytelling, there's a certain way to do it so it's more interesting for your listeners. It's really a skill that you have to develop.
Yes, storytelling is not just about writing a book. It's often about telling a story out loud in a way that's entertaining and engaging.
Let's use it in a sentence. Mr. Lee's storytelling made history class exciting and fun.
Okay, we continue. The Irish are famous for their crack, which means good conversation, fun, and laughter. Yes, that is pronounced crack, even though it's C-R-A-I-C. Because in Ireland, they don't just speak English, but a kind of language called Irish as well. So they kind of mix.
There are quite a few Irish words that I've noticed. You see the way they look in English, but they're pronounced a totally different way.
Absolutely. So this crack is this fun, good conversation and enjoyable times with others.
All right, here's an example. Everyone at the pub was having great crack with music and laughter. We keep reading together, friends. You'll hear it in pubs, on walking tours, and even from taxi drivers who can turn a simple drive into a comedy show. We have used this word pubs several times already today, Garrett, so let's talk about what this is.
All right, a pub is a place where you can go. You go there often to drink, to eat, and talk and have a good time with friends. You'll hear this term most often in Ireland and in the UK.
That's right. I have been to an Irish pub in the United States before, and it has a very unique atmosphere. It feels like you could have conversation with people all around you, maybe not even just the people you went with, and it is a great place to get food and have a drink.
There's often also quite a lot of good live music at these places. Well, what can you do outside of the pub? Well, you can also hear this fun talk or crack on a walking tour. It sounds like those are available in Dublin.
It does. Now, friends, a walking tour is a guided trip, and this is where people walk around a city or an area to see interesting places. Sometimes walking tours will have a tour guide, or sometimes you could pick up a map or find something online that tells you what order to go to the places in.
Here's a sentence with that term. We joined a walking tour to learn more about the city's history. If you're visiting a new city, try and see if there are any free walking tours or cheap ones so you can learn more.
I always think that walking around a new city is a great way to experience the culture and oftentimes the food as well.
I agree. I've never done a walking tour. I usually just walk around and get lost.
Same with me. All right, friends, we're going to talk more about Dublin in just a moment, but right now it's time for today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? We'll find a way. Bob always loses his keys, but somehow they turn up in the fridge or the laundry basket or the freezer. Don't ask. Point is, his life has a way of getting weird.
Let's talk about the phrase has a way of. It means something tends to happen, often in a mysterious, ironic, or frustrating way. Life has a way of surprising you. Traffic has a way of ruining your best plans. It doesn't literally mean someone has a way. It's more about how things tend to go. Now, let's explore some other uses of the word way. You can talk about direction, which way is the beach, or methods. That's not the right way to solve this problem. And of course, we've got idioms. Go out of your way means to make a big effort. Tim went out of his way to help me move. In a big way means to a great extent. They celebrated his birthday in a big way. So whether it's directions, habits, or just how the universe likes to mess with you, way has a way of showing up everywhere. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
When Irish eyes are smiling. If you love books, Dublin is heaven. It's a UNESCO city of literature and the hometown of writers like James Joyce and Oscar Wilde. You can visit the elegant long room at Trinity College Library, which looks like something straight out of Harry Potter.
Elegant 意思是优雅的或是高雅的，譬如 The restaurant had an elegant atmosphere with soft music and candlelight. 这家餐厅气氛优雅，伴随着柔和的音乐与烛光。名词呢是 elegance， 是优雅或典雅的意思。譬如 The dancer's elegance captured everyone's attention as she floated across the stage.这名舞者优雅的身姿在舞台上轻盈的舞动吸引了所有人的目光。Elegant 的副词是 elegantly， 例如 Susan elegantly accepted the award, thanking her parents with a calm smile. Susan 优雅地接受了奖项，脸上带着淡淡的微笑，感谢父母。以上就是今天的 Language Lab， 我们下次见。
Remember, we said storytelling is a big part of Irish culture, but so are written books. Let's talk about that.
We find out here that if you love books, Dublin is heaven. It's a UNESCO city of literature and the hometown of writers like James Joyce and Oscar Wilde. All right, I love books, so it sounds like Dublin might be the place for me. Let's talk about these terms here. First, literature.
Okay, well, literature, this term, talks about written works, books like novels, or smaller things like poems, and even plays.
Here's an example of how you could use literature in a sentence. Jessica enjoys reading English literature from the 19th century.
Okay, so there's a lot of literature here, and it is the hometown of some very famous writers. I have certainly heard of these, but friends, have you heard of this term, hometown?
Hometown, friends, is the town or city where someone was born or grew up.
For example, Kevin visits his hometown every summer to see old friends.
Okay, so we found out here that there are some famous authors from Dublin, and we also read you can visit the elegant long room at Trinity College Library, which looks like something straight out of Harry Potter.
Ooh, that is exciting. Let's talk about one more phrase here, straight out of something. One thing looks or sounds exactly like something else or someone else from a specific place or style.
So, for example, you could say the castle looked straight out of a fairy tale. Or you could say their love story sounds like it was straight out of a movie.
Okay, so try and use that phrase. Here, we hear that you can go to a place that looks like it's out of Harry Potter. And those are some beautiful scenes.
Definitely. This sounds like a place I would really like to visit.
All right, friends, we're not quite done yet. We have more to say, but first, it's time for us to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看句型 the 加名词加 to 动词加 be 动词加特定名词，接 where 子句，它是用来介绍某个最值得、最适合的特定事物或地点。这句话 ，The cathedral to visit is St. Patrick's, where you can admire its striking stained glass windows。其中 to 加动词是修饰前面的名词，表示该采取的行动。例如 ，The book to read 值得读的书 ，The place to visit。值得参访的地方，后面再接 where 子句来补充说明该地点的特色，让语义更加完整。再来看一个例句 ：The restaurant to try is Bella Luna, where you can taste authentic Italian dishes. Bella Luna 是值得一试的餐厅，你在那里可以品尝到道地的意式料理。
Friends, as we reach the end of our lesson, I want to talk a little bit more about some of these things we could do in Dublin. Are some of these things you would be interested in doing, Garrett?
I think so. Going to an Irish pub and engaging in some of that fun conversation sounds like a lot of fun. Actually, when I was really little, my family lived in Dublin. It would be interesting to see how it's changed since then.
Can you remember much of your time in Dublin?
I remember it was very green and very wet.
Okay, very interesting. Now, have you done any of these things that our lesson mentions?
I don't know that I have. I think it's very interesting that the city is mentioned as a UNESCO City of Literature. When we talk about UNESCO, we're often talking about those historical sites, things you can clearly see,But you can't go somewhere and see a literature site.
Right. It seems like it's called that because of the people who used to live there.
Right. And there are some great authors from here. Have you read anything from the authors we talked about?
I believe I have read some of Oscar Wilde's works. I think he wrote some pretty famous poems.
Yeah, I've never read his things, but I've really enjoyed stuff from James Joyce. He's a very popular author.And talks a lot about life in Dublin.
Oh, interesting. So that makes sense why this is a World Heritage Site then, because if this writer was from Dublin and wrote about growing up in Ireland, that makes sense.
Absolutely. So you can explore some of those things as you go to Dublin. There are a lot of other things to see, and maybe one of those walking tours could help you find somehidden gems.
Definitely. I've done a little bit of research about visiting Ireland because it's a place I would love to go in the future. And it seems like a lot of the cities are really spread out. So once you're in the city, a walking tour is a good idea. Otherwise, you need to be able to drive a car to see everything.
I remember doing a long road trip with my family up to the north of Ireland and getting a really bad earacheAnd then we had a flat tire. It was a wild trip.
That does sound like a crazy road trip. Well, friends, is Dublin a place that you would like to visit? I hope so, because we have more to say about Dublin tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts. A lifetime.